kere yeryüzünde Hristiyanlar olması, Museviler olması Müslüman için büyük bir nimet olmayabilirler de onlar da ateist
olmaları rahatsız olabilir. The fact that there are Christians and Muslims in the world is a great blessing for Muslims, for there need not have been any. They could have been atheists, irreligious people, but Allah bestowed the blessing of faith on them, and Christians feel a deep love for the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Jews for the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. These faiths have been distorted, of course, and the Quran has told the members of those faiths of the deficiencies stemming from these distortions. The gaps and deficiencies in Christianity and Judaism are revealed in the Quran. Therefore, Christians are our brothers, for they are of the old religion of Islam. We must treat them with love and affection. We must avoid any behavior that might exclude them. We must struggle shoulder to shoulder with them against Darwinism and atheism. Devout Christians love Muslims. The fact that they believe in Allah, await the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, love the blessed Maryam and the other prophets, means they harbor a profound love for Muslims. So what needs to be done is for the devout people all over the world to embrace one another very tightly. There are two forces in the world. There are those who do not believe in Allah, and there are those who do believe in him. There is a struggle between the friends and enemies of Allah. We will join with the friends of Allah.
Masonluk bir tek Müslümanlara karşı tavır almış değil. Dindar Museviler İsrail'de inim inim inliyorlar. İnsanlar
Masonry doesn't have an attitude only against Muslims, because religious Jews in Israel are also crying out bitterly. There are Jews in other parts of the world that I am in contact with, and they cannot walk around wearing a kippah. They are insulted, defamed, and beaten. They cannot travel around freely because there is infliction upon them in many parts of the world. Pious Christians are also in similar circumstances. For instance, a nun may walk around in some regions of Italy, but she cannot travel in many places without restraint. They either insult or offend her, or she is mocked. It's even harder to travel around in other parts of the world. Just consider a man in clerical clothing, he would face incredible suffering. This means there is an atheist Zionist plan to divide, oppress, and do away with religious people. The atheist Zionists and Masons have a plan. This is the plan to eradicate all believers in Allah from over the earth, because Satan is not only against Islam, but also against all believers in Allah. This is the goal of Satan. Therefore, devout Christians and devout Muslims should unite against infidels, atheists, and Masons. If we don't get united, we will confront with alliance of Masons. They're united against us just like atheist Zionists. However, believers are divided. In that case, their power could prevail over. Consider that all oppressed Muslims in various parts of the world come together along with devout Jews and devout Christians. Whose power would resist against that alliance? Then, we should be on the side of unity. It's very important that believers protect and watch over one another.